でしょう。
Like all time inside the program, we get news, information, and entertainment waiting for you inside this 1 hour program. You can be part of the program by sending a text message to the number 077-981-981. First, Mick will take the news brief. For Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now, na time for news brief with me, Saptiu Kalon. The Sierra Leone Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, SLETI, don't pull the 2014 Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative EITI Reconciliation Report, which shall say, figure them not there for sure if London Mining and Koidu Holdings and the Peto government inside 2014. The Assistant Director na Don Bosco Fambul, Samuel Bojonse, 323, na the new child line, where the organization they use now for make picking them na different parts of the country, call for le complaint but harassment if they suffer or other challenge them where they can get. The line manager na the family support unit na New Englandville Police Station, Detective Inspector Abubakar Kano don call on Ministry of Health and Sanitation for ensure say health center dem na the country give free medical facility to domestic violence victim dem. He said this na because the Domestic Violence Act make provision for that. And some people wait up na Kuntolo and the eastern part of Freetown don't call on government through the Ministry of Water Resources and Guma Valley Water Company for bill water tank for them na the Mamiya by Water Dam where they get na the community. You be the listen to news brief we come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM with me Saptiu Kalon. In case you just join me, the program that made this show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Make you take music for start the program proper one.
Every night by anybody, they fight to Dubai. All the way from Nigeria to just go send you for Dubai. I travel to America just to go charge my phone. Bad mala people, they make gonna leave me alone. I said, when money not take, people they carry me pay. When money not take, everybody run away. When money not take, na-na-na. People they used to the pay. Say, when money not take, nobody look at my face. Oh, no.
The program they show they continue and inside the studio I get Kombalebi, the public relations officer for Children Advocacy Forum Sierra Leone. Good afternoon, Kombai. Welcome to the program in the show.
Good afternoon, Sabtu, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Okay, continue for the way inside the program and now we will take with first issue. Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, EITI, na process with over 50 countries and plus Salon be member of for the give report to the Global Secretariat, but within mining and extractive company then they pay to government them every year. Inside Salon, the Sierra Leone Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, SLETI, they in charge of this process, and this office done they do their work from 2014. Outside and say the 2014 SLETI report, where some company them, where some company they look at the show say, where some company them like London Mining and Koidu Holdings, not get figure for show say, then be they pay to government. But according to the chief inspector of mines say, government get records for show say then company ya pay. Fatima say look inside this report and put this together.
2014 AITI report. Now the fourth report where the country don't produce as Salon be joined the AITI family inside 2006. But like all time, plenty challenge them like company not get report for show say they make payment to government. Other line office them. They delay for send information to the Salon AITI secretariat. And the most common one, now the one we get for do with discrepancy, whether positive or negative. And this discrepancy means say the difference where they pay the payment them, where company they make to government. For example, company then go say them pay Y to government, then government say they receive Z. The Salon EITI 2014 report, not an exception to this, as this report say government received but $53 million from mining and extractive company then inside 2014. But the company then say them pay about $47 million, where according to people in the mining and extractive sector describe as positive discrepancy, because government say they receive plenty copper, past waiting the company then say them pay to government.
Plenty reporting there are type discrepancies, the positive and the negative discrepancy. Now the one miner reported was the positive discrepancy, because company says we have given government of Sierra Leone $5 million. The government of Sierra Leone reported $1 million. So did they pay more? Do you understand that? So it might be some kind of accounting error. You have said you have given me $5 million, but I'm reporting $6 million. Is it embezzlement or what? No.
The voice we just don't listen to. Now representative from the National Revenue Authority, NRA, when I want by the office them, where the company they are they pay to. And after all the analysis them, but the positive and negative discrepancy, I go inside this report for no. If for true na positive discrepancy, they inside the 2014 EITI report, as this report say, company them like London Mining, Koindu Holdings plus other one them, not provide the secretariat with reports where go show say they make payment to government for the 2014 year. Mina Horris, now the national coordinator for the Sierra Leone Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative.
London Mining didn't report because they've closed. Timmy's took over and Timmy bought the assets. But Timmy's told us that they were not privy to the documentations of the London Mining. So when we asked them in 2016 to report, because this is 2014 information, they were not able to do that. So we see that for you holding, there is a discrepancy of $920,000, and then the other discrepancies, most of these discrepancies now that you see in brackets, those are because the companies didn't report. A few mining companies didn't report. Some had closed because we were collecting the data in 2016. This is 2014 data. And most of the oil companies as well, they had just left the shores of Freetown, so we couldn't get them. We tried to send the emails to them, the reporting templates for them to report, but we couldn't get a response. But since the Petroleum Directorate was able to report fully on all of these companies, so we have an indication of all the oil and gas companies pay.
From Slating, it go interesting for no say. Government through the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Resources say they receive copper from some of them company, yeah, where the report no get payment record for.
Basically, for London Mining, the total amount was $4.369 million. They did not report, does not mean they've taken the money out. They've paid the money to government. Government have reported on that, but there is nobody in the office to report on that amount. So we issued out templates, but no reports received from them. Just like what she said, there are penalties which she will have to highlight, and then they will have to take action on Global Mining. But Koidu Holdings, they've made a royalty payment of $920,000. Government reported that. But however, Bank of Sierra Leone misplaced that amount to the PMT. They misplaced the amount to a different account. So that money has been furnished again to the Consolidated Revenue Fund because that money was sent to PMT. PMT is within the NMA, Precious Minerals Trading Department. So we have sent the money back to the Consolidated Revenue Fund, and there is a letter, and NRA can confess to that.
The voice from the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Resources. Now the voice of the Chief Mines Inspector, Mohammed Ba, and it be make journalists they understand say they receive their money here from the company them. After we slate, he don't tell journalists them waiting there inside the country in 2014 AITI reconciliation report, where the word reconciliation means say, now the document we don't go through all the necessary process. Still inside the EITI reporting system na Salon, na inside 2017, the 2013 and 2014 reports then they come out na do, and this will make plenty people they wonder how much seriousness government get by the country EITI process where they examine transparency and accountability in the country in mining and extractive sector.
As a country, we are wasting our time because we don't lag behind bad one, and then we get a situation where again 2015, 2016 report, they will never start the ITER, and we are in 2017. So it's like, I need to see the possibility of catching up, you know. So for me, we are wasting our time, and if I go further, I will say, let me just discontinue the membership of all the entire AITI process and go your way.
I believe say the country don't take the first good step then. They don't know some work, but if you say what's in the left, plenty pass within the happen. Because the biggest stress we get and the fact that most of the ministry and department agency, the level of cooperation is very low.
Although this process get time bound where they say for reach the global EITI secretariat at least after 2 years. But from waiting slate, they tell me now that because they're not able for put together their record at the time where they be supposed for do them, make them not able yet for get information from some mining company them, where the Ministry of Mines, they say, they already don't make payment to them. And this process, they say, government for report say, now this they receive, and serve the company them for say, now this payment are made to government before the information them go they inside this report. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Fatima Sise, the report.
Well, that my report with Fatima Sise put together outside the Sierra Leone Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative SLETI Polwa report for 2014, which show say London Mining and Koidu Holdings not get figure for show say then pay to government. But according to the Chief Inspector of Mines, it's a government get records for show say then company a pay. Me they show the program we listen to, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can get me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Well, as Abidon say earlier, I get Kombalebi, Public Relations Officer for Children Advocacy Forum, Sierra Leone. Komba, first of all, the name Children Advocacy Forum, Sierra Leone, Fambo Guano, what exactly this advocacy really about?
All right, thank you very much, Sabtiu. Chilean Advocacy Forum Sierra Leone don't be like a household name now. We don't operate in the country from 2009 and up to date, and we don't engage in series of activities in the country wherein I believe say people don't know about Chilean. But to your question proper, we focus of we organization now for see how best we able for address some of the issues them where they affect speaking in the country, especially in the area of advocacy. We not get the legal power for punish people, but we believe say if issues then they out there, and I make we deal with the speaking then directly, we they go down to them at the schools, go down to them at the communities and see the issues them within the challenges them within they encounter, and we are responsibility for come out and raise voice and you know give them picking and the voice for let people know say this and the thing that we're picking and they suffer from, and probably for call on the appropriate authorities and for see how best and we able have for address them picking the issues and how themselves go able for be better citizens in the country.
Okay, so like when are some of it in the way Una don't do so, where you think say really don't make an impact in the life of picking them?
As I tell you, in 2011, we try for do something. You know, say the government been don't pass an act for protect the Pikin dem na this country, when the Child Rights Act of 2007, we enshrine all the rights we Pikin for entitled to we born in Sierra Leone. And in that, we be find out, say, na be a very good document, we'll go through and we'll read them. But we come for understand, say, a lot of Pikin dem don't even get access to that book there for let them able read and know waiting they inside the book and waiting at their own responsibility in terms of their rights and the way they. You can hear most of the times as TT. Very Pikin dey talk say, I get right, na me right for go school, na me right for lag, I belong to a family, na me right for lag name, na me right for lag in this country. But they don't actually know whether there are responsibilities attached to this right. So what do we do? In 2011, we take an upon ourselves, we don't get no funding, we try for meet one or two big people around for let them help we for see how best to be able for dramatize the Child Rights Act. So take them by issues. Like for instance, we take if we take right to education, we take them, we show the Pikin say now right for let get access to education. But at the same time, you as a child, you get the responsibility to this right.
Okay.
And we make sure we pay emphasis on the responsibility so that both sides will be complemented and at the end of the day we'll be able to get the productive citizens in the country.
Okay, on the issue of right, we see when I get something when I like engagement with school picking them na 30 different school them on right duties responsibility so that they will be better people in the society. I mean, throw an highlight on that.
Yeah, we engagement with 30 schools and within the Western area. Now another initiative also we will be doing the work on different issues. In the past year 2016, we actually been focused on health. We will be the actually deal with issues like nutrition, immunization, messages so they take to those schools. But we try for move shift a bit from there for look at now how best to be able to engage them on these right duties and responsibility again. And in these 30 schools, we get 20 secondary schools, junior secondary schools to be precise, for see how best to be able to tap them from that young stage. And we also get 10 secondary primary schools will also the target from the classes 5 upwards, because these are areas and with cognition good, where then we able to understand issues and then say we're able to articulate and to their families or the community suicide and day, or even if in friend ask on issues of right, instead we're able to say something. So we engage the schools then, we go to the schools, we meet the heads of schools then, talk to them, for let them try for able for give it time, follow able for talk to them, picking them. We also try for set up a school health club where we'll be already get at them schools and day, and we use we members and other group then they for themselves from time to time they ascend the podium at the assemblies and talk on the right duties and responsibilities of the Pikin dem at the schools and how themselves will be productive citizens in the country.
Like in terms of any three different here when they look at, so whose kind of message exactly when I can pass on to the school Pikin? Because one thing we people understand that these days they begin too conscious about the plenty right, we can make some of the look to that and do the wrong thing in the name of not the right.
Okay, if listeners in the listen me well and we make sure and we try to agree with me, say I deal point out the aspect of responsibility. To every right there is a responsibility, and we much more pay premium. We they tell the Pikin say na right for rights to education, na right for let the family then try for provide for you the basic necessities that we need for let you be educated. And against this right, you have a responsibility as a child, behave well, study well, and do well in school so that your family will be proud of you and yourself will contribute and give back to society.
Okay, Kombale be public relations officer, Chilean Advocacy Forum, Sierra Leone, continue for day with you inside the program with the show. And now we dey go na John Bosco. The assistant director, Samuel Bojon, don't say the first time child line where they open for make people go they call any time where they need help, they're not the use them again. As you see now, the new child line for make people let call over the country where they need help, they don't change them as they don't get new one now. He talk more about this new child line to Wani Gauja.
The child line that a crisis line, we picking them wherever they are in this country, be able for access and call that line there for when they're in distress.
Okay.
It can be any kind of distress, meaning from abuse and all the rest of it. So wherever you did, the free call, anonymous, and you get confidentiality, and that 24-hour service. Don Bosco. In other words, this line they established way back in 2010. Now we relaunch the new line again after we don't give 116 to the Ministry of Social Welfare.
Okay, so I'm gonna give them away.
Well, during the Ebola period, the 116 line is so important and may play a very vital role that the Ministry of Social Welfare may see and say it's necessary for Lekki be part of their services as the national agency for the one child protection, particularly for case management issues. So we may say, okay, we get agreement with them, and then we say, okay, we'll go and talk to the service providers, then they may understand and say, well, really, being that Don Bosco, they do so well in child protection in different other areas, they go let for Don Bosco another line, so they give it the 223.
Okay, so this line don't begin operate now.
They don't function very, very well. Mm-hmm. Well, and that today with the launcher officially, but it may don't be in operation now since over 2 months ago we don't get the 323 in operation that all the networks.
Okay, so who's in which part of the country they will get access to this?
If you did a Kurubula way back in Kabbalah or BAP, BNBN Bond, or even in Kailan, you did it 24 hours, you're able to call the 323 for free any hour of the day, any hour of the night.
Okay, so even at, okay, you're saying that the three network them, right?
The four network them. Africell, Airtel, Smart, and Seratel.
All right, like for instance, if somebody then at them rural area and it gets important issues where he want to raise up or where he seriously stay in need or he really need help, then una they suggest say for call una child line for get access to una. Then what if the network bad in a problem which una?
Well, we had to make we get referral partners the world we work with. The FSU, very, very important, crucial in this open. And, of course, all the Ministry of Social Welfare as the way that any of the district headquarters towns there or everywhere within there. And, of course, other partners in the Justice and Peace Commission and many, many other partners that they would get referral to. So that make, but as I tell you, there are big companies, them like Airtel and Africell, way more or less data all the corners in addition.
Well, that's not the assistant director na John Bosco. Samuel Bojon me they talk to Wani Gaoja Usa is say they don't get new child line now. We say people for the call LA complain more bad thing than waking up into Pekin. The program we they listen to now meet the show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. That the number that we will send you message and be part of the program, and also you get to it on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. For you, this way out picking them, belle woman them don't they die. Where they go born at different way, body center them, na part of Bombali and Bodhi Street. The new country director for Health Poverty Action, Ambush James, don't say an organization inside 2016, about $1 million in support, na two districts here. When Muhammad Sharif gets more on this and go now report.
For a long time now, the well body sector na saloon don't be one major challenge for let community people get quality access na different peripheral health units, community health center, and hospital them with government and non-governmental organization them can create. And one party district them will still face big challenge from the PHU to the community center na Bombali district.
Mina Sina Dumbuya, Laya Community Health Post. We are about 4,414, the total population of this catchment villages. The way me they treat that the 24 villages. Laya, no get water well na this hospital. I want solar. I need another worker to work with me.
Abdullah A. Conte, Community Health Officer, Kamalu CHC na Sanda Loko Chiefdom. The only community health center when CHC na the Chiefdom. Eyana Class A Chiefdom. The labor room, you know, get toilet facility. you not get water facility, even the postnatal care, a small area.
Edwin Ali Dumbuya, this center they cover 42 villages. They cover the whole chiefdom because Namina the chiefdom supervisor, Saya CHP, Samaya CHP, Dumbuya CHP, challenging for cross that Kaba ferry, the pass who use boats. Communication, a big challenge for we. The road then they're not good.
If the first and second point of call still continue for get challenge, big time. Na the Northern Bombali district, make Abingo Waka na Kamakwe Wesleyan Hospital inside one field visit where the new country director for health poverty action, Ambrose James, do on the work. And for fair now, things them where the organization thinks they need for do for help improve the well-body sector in that part of the country. Usai the operations manager for Wesleyan Hospital, L.A. Contel, talk about the team them where he say the hospital need.
This hospital, a hospital where it's strategically located. The shortest distance we will get this kind of referral hospital na Makini, about 55 miles from here to Makini. One of the pressing needs now we will get is the ambulance running cost in terms of fuel and maintenance. Challenge with maintenance and the running cost of the generators that we will get. Third one is, of course, nurses they not do. We need some nurses, we need some midwives and aesthetists, and Fole then can help Fole will continue with the job out here.
From 1930, the West an hospital on the South Bombali district. We get Sela Limba, Sanda Loko, Tambaka, and other chiefdoms them, and about 28 PHUs them from the three chiefdoms where directly they feed from the hospital. We make have been asked Mr. Conte if the hospital they get support.
We can get some small support. We get a strong relationship with health poverty action.
Which kind help we then be on the
government? But they don't help with some equipment, they don't help with blood bank, train with personnel on certain obstetric emergency care protocols. Then. Upgrade, we facilitate them, and they will assist with some drugs. Back in 2005, now they began with an ambulance.
According to the local council act, council them get the mandate for monitor and implement certain projects then. Where they go na then air them. We make Abin ask the chairman health committee Bombali District Council. We talk about the ambulance management committee. Where they set up after we health poverty action give them the support.
The recent one we deploy na Gagbire, Magbamba no chief dom na health poverty action. Bayam. One back there we na Kamakwe. The one where the station right now na Fintonia na health poverty action bayam. For reduce the maternal mortality. When we talk of health poverty action, I think Kesa Bombali na household name.
Human resource, na major challenge na the health sector we make organization them like health poverty action. Don't they give sabi to people we don't go school but get interest by well body business. Usaiwan Fatu Dumbuya, when I be traditional bath attendants, we now don't train as nurse and they work na Kamalo Community Health Center as one of the beneficiaries them. Share small pani experience to me.
Well, the time I've been there for the TBA, HPA then train me and then say ma go lago land, lago fend paper. So I go fend this paper. Today I don't be nurse. Although it been difficult for me, but through the your efforts, with the your encouragement, today I don't be MCHed. I didn't Kamalo CHC.
But I've been asked Ibrahim Toure, when are the program manager, health poverty in action, Bombali district, why the support in that part of the country?
Sela Limba, Sanda Loko, Tambaka, Matika Manka, and Mangbama Duwau. Na areas they will not get much health facilities the way go able to meet for the demand of the people. They lack many things like a transportation a problem, the health staff themselves not sufficient. So therefore we they come in for filling the gap. We say things say okay, we support for letting where the business go before.
But how health poverty action? They look at the structure them and try for address the different challenge them in the health sector.
We try for look at them from three different levels. One, from the community level, we train a lot of volunteers there. And when they go to the PHU, one of the small hospitals there, the nurses themselves get for try their own. If they try, they say back able then for refer to the big hospital. And after refer, at times the money can be the problem, the next thing can be transportation. So therefore, we count loan scheme at all the hospitals there.
For find out whether them different structure, where the project manager same, they work. Make I been talk to one mommy, na Fintonia village, where tell me, enroll between the community and the hospital.
KDPS Kamara, me are there for help the woman there. We receive them out in the common and the other villages there for come born at the center. And I get room for them and then the day. Where the belly hata, I take a Kerangona center for let go get the delivery safely.
So this kind of work we they do, how you manage for get the support?
Well, some support then they na help poverty and then they give you the support. Bed, mantras, chairs, bench, rubber for walls, for brook, cup, even brush for wash mods. Now they're responsible for that.
So you said they play that kumbura role?
Yes.
Did they enjoy the work?
Yes, I enjoy the work. I receive different type of people there. And they really help because help poverty first inside Tambaka now when they get boku die. Naya. Woman they would then they left and born. First now for take them for hammock, take the common na the village, Kana Ferry or Richa, he don't die.
And Bruce James, now the new country director Health Poverty Action Saloon, talk about the support inside 2016.
You know, so they operate now 5 chiefdoms in the Bombali district, and then to be they operate also in Bo district now about 7 chiefdoms then there. So in 2016, we overall total budget what we do interventions then at Bombali and part of Bo district now be about $1 million. That $1 million they some part be there for Ebola response and the other part then there for we health strengthening projects as well as we sexual reproductive health and then we gender based violence projects then. In a lump sum, now that we able for support the health sector inside 2016.
The community health workers and the maternal health promoter them where they help get trained in the health sector after we health poverty action don't give sabi to them. Ask on government through the Ministry of Health and Sanitation for get trained to the grassroots people because they save if the well body sector for better community people for be part of the planning implementation a monetary process. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Muhammad Sharif, the report.
Well, that my report with Muhammad Sharif put together. Outside the new country director for Health Poverty Action, Ambush James C. The organization Health Poverty Action inside 2016 done supporting 2 district here with about $1 million. For help woman them forget well body and also belle woman and picking them. Me they show the program we listen to and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now on a time follow relax and take music.
Oh yeah, Papa God na you eh. Na you be me defender. Everything, Papa God, na you well, na you na mi provider. Papa God, na you well, na you na mi provider. Papa God, na you well, na you na mi defender. Papa God, na you well, na you na mi defender. Now to you me dey run to Papa, Papa, 'cause I know say we dey pan the end times. Me no have some part of two water. Me no put some pan go to matter. Na to you me dey run to Papa, Papa, 'cause I know say we dey pan the end times. All over the world so so kata kata. Oh, when me watch pan TV me see the signs. When me mut get a saliva. Oh, na you na me provide. You make the enemies rough stress. The weapon and they use it all they operate. You keep me alive. Glory to glory, then go hear the story of me. What I'm saying, Papa God, na you well, na you na mi provider. Papa God, na you well, na you na mi provider. Papa God, na you well, na you na mi defender. Papa God, na you well.
Well, hope so you don't enjoy that music the way Emma Sindu for we inside the program, Papa God na you. Well, now to you, Komba Lebi, Public Relations Officer for Chilean Advocacy Forum. Now, this school picking owner don't they talk with in terms of duties, responsibility, rights, and all that in them. Almost school, so not able to go so far out of that today.
Yeah, we don't try for reach out to a good number of the schools there now. And we start with the primary schools then, and we don't complete. But the secondary schools, there will be get 1 or 2 issues with some of them, the prepare for Thanksgiving and then get other activities. And so in the final say most times when you get activities and they within schools, you know, get effective schools, so we're not able to get the attention of the Pekin and that much. So we put on hold on the outreach for a while, and we don't see now a lot of the schools them we actually now we target and then don't they put behind them their activities and then they, so we the try for kick up back for make sure so we reach out to the schools and they let themselves benefit from the message you they take out to the other schools.
So from the school here we una don't go, which kind of feedback when they get from the school picking them, like for they tell now, like for say they know anything about their right here, they really know what in their right here they talk about?
Well, initially from based on we earlier on rapid assessment we've been do now being like then get an idea. Generally, get that kind of idea that there are rights, there are how they are really protect them as speaking, but most of them not be able for actually pinpoint the rights them. You know, generally you would say, I get writing for go school myself, I get rights for, you know, for la day free, I get protection, you know, but like for like if you ask her now, you know, you write for go school, waiting are your responsibility to that right day.
No.
Then they able for tell you.
So then nobody writes more than the responsibility.
More than the responsibility. So most of the time even find out saying I don't make it they get the back and forth talk with the parents, and most times the people are already advocating such areas that the parent can say, "Now me get me picking anything you are telling for do, now for do." Most times, we see them go tell them, but this is right, we then kind of us. Anything we say now, it's a child right act, now me right, now me right. So, most times, where we self can get these opportunities, like who can kind of the media, that's the time the people in the tribe understand, say, oh, these people, they only go tell them picking up about their right, but they also they tell them about responsibilities to all such right. Because most times, when they pay and they talk to the picking them, you find out and go tell you, say, yes, now you right for go school, but who self don't put you school? Why you self not, you know, not saying a responsibility for study? And then you self can tell them if your mama don't go, if it is sell plus or if they sell any other thing, for make sure she go school. You self make sure she pull and pan shame, do well in school, wake out and at the happiness standing, you don't get anything for pay, but wake out the results say don't pass. It feel good. You know, if I mark itself, they go turn to income, I'm picking pass, so, you know, it make itself feel good. We have now a responsibility than they. So if parents they go all out for make sure, say, you achieve quality education, your responsibility to that, to be respectful to the educational authorities in the school, when are the teachers then, because most times they get the issues then they, with teachers themselves, they complain, say, they picking them because of the more sensitivity to their rights, they make them they respect the school authorities and on certain issues, especially in the area of when they try for a road, the idea of corporal punishment and so on. So you mentioned finance it, they would go school, then send the whole small, we do something, then give you six. But now the finance picking for letting get and three court save the teachers and they scared because of the kind of protective measures the way they don't put
so
to protect the picking them.
Now when you look at issue them around girl and picking them, you think you see this in any way now because of them so many rights and protection we don't come for picking them?
Well, we see and say no more. At times it could be a mismatch of ideas because most of them teachers and they the time the way they go school, you find out say and these were very disciplinary in time and if we say we take them days and day into today, we will find out say picking them they run away from schools. And we see say picking them most times now picking if you don't do bad in our school, instead of or something like you say go home. You know go home. Instead of defend other area outside they go see them. You know they go school, then even then go back home, give the parent then the impression say been then at school. You know, and now that kind of a scenario one for try for let the school, you know, let it come on at the school, let it begin and not get that kind of fear for going to school because you don't do bad or because you get one or two altercation with teachers or any other school authorities. One for create that friendly relationship between them and the school authorities and so that then say will get that kind of friendly environment and let them be able to go to their educational activities.
Okay, so this one engagement with school picking them at different 30 school now just within the western area. When I get any plan for extend that mother side then?
Yes. We get plans for move them on, but you know, anything that you can say you get for start, and when you start, you want to see the kind of impact with that particular activity they don't take and the kind of trends. As I've been telling you, what will be dramatize the child at whole stop. we find out say when would they go back and then schools then the most of the principals then are the one thing that they point to we but that thing on be they do when them they show na SLBC like for them they talk about child labor on the show picking them they go to them thing and they you know won't have been the show then be they make the parent then they aware a lot which make gonna stop. And then we see and say this now a callback for say there were interest in such a thing. Now make we don't include them back this year. We want to make an intense. But as I say, we not able for do all anything and they alone as an institution. We not get that kind of resources. That's why we call on other institutions. We get the upper hand, you know, for funding agencies so that they will come on board and help we follow do more sensitization and popularization of that particular act today.
So in this one engagement with Pekin, what exactly when I want get? Is it that when I get to come out with a recommendation from the feedback when I get with the Pekin or waiting?
That has always been one of the key side of any institution where they advocate or where they implement activities in the field. When you go into the field, what you able to forget, what you gather, now your responsibility for put those together as a report or as a recommendation, and you know, take them to other bigger institutions like the UNICEF, the Ministry of Social Welfare, other important agencies working on child issues, so that then self go look at them. At times, those recommendations can draw attention of them big institutions and they into other areas which we side and could pay more premium, and we also could bring that kind of upgrade aspect at the picking the young side of achieving quality education and other aspects of rights within themselves.
Okay, one important thing, I mean, this coordination among different organizations and forum, we did look at issue on picking them. When I get, how when I can work among other organizations, them, we also they do some of the time because you can see most program them, some organization can like repeat what in other company already do because of fail of lack of communication or coordination among themselves.
Yeah, we get very good relationship and very good working relationship with other institutions and within the work in that particular direction. Most the one that within the field of advocacy for picking them, we get very good working relationship with them. Now, I make most times we belong to different forums so that we can meet, and then when we meet there, we get updates. We get coalitions who we belong to. When we reach there, we can tell them, say, okay, as an institution, this year, this is our first point of call we want for do. We want for, you know, engage them picking their on the right duties and responsibilities. I doing those forums, if they find out, say, other institutions, then they come up with more suggestions within the help we, you know, based on what you would already get and waiting and they give it, you know, that they help you for equip two more for so that we're gonna feel we're able for bring come a very good result. So we get a very good working relationship with institutions like YACAN, Pekin to Pekin Movement, the other child right network and so on, then we and they around. Anyone where they work around child issues, we always open to them for partnership and so on. We work with them.
Okay, come back, let me continue for the with we inside the program with the show. As now we take another issue. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development don't say the country they spend about $350 million for buy food item them na other country when about 25% of waiting people they come with a salon. A talk this way the Vice President go pull a smallholder commercialization and agri business development project where World Bank and DFID they support. Alex Lawrence Goma BDD and puts his reports together.
Agriculture don't continue for be the main source of living for plenty people them in the country, but the sector don't same way so they get plenty challenge them. We don't they embark agricultural production for the past year them. For address and concern here, make the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security with support from the World Bank and DFID. Don't pull now the smallholder commercialization and agri business development project. We go help push agriculture go before na the country. Honorable Marie Jallo, na the Deputy Minister, one, na the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security. He said this project defeat the support government with $15 million. We then go use for feed our rodent. And the World Bank is say they give out $40 million. We then go support farmer them. And the agriculture sector.
The total fund for this project is $55 million for a period of 5 years and have a potential for a successful program. The SCADA program It's coming at a time when efforts are being pursued to re-stabilize and catalyze the country's economy and the recovery and match to prosperity through the Presidential Delivery Priorities Program. The agriculture sector has indeed made a major progress through government efforts and private sector ventures. Notwithstanding that, however, the sector still faces challenges in accessing of finance and market for smallholders, farmers, especially our women and youth. The coming of SCADEP will address shared challenges through the provision of access to finance and strengthening of market linkages between our smallholders, farmers, and agribusinesses. Credit facilities will also be provided through the Apex and community banks to rural farmers, and a matching grant will be provided to improve post-harvest initiatives by smallholders, farmers, and along the agricultural value chain. The rehabilitation of about 600-kilometer roads, feeder road, will provide direct linkages of productive areas to the market. As a ministry, our expectation is to attain food security through availability, affordability, and access to food by the rural poor.
Pamina Brown, the World Bank country manager in a saloon. It's the World Bank put agriculture before for all the project them within the support in a saloon.
The reason for that is that agriculture accounts for 50% of Sierra Leone's GDP. 70% of the population of this country is involved in agriculture, and poverty in rural areas is much greater than poverty in urban areas. Poverty in rural areas in average is around 60% compared to poverty around 25% in cities such as Freetown.
Momodu El Kabuna, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, is every year and about $350 million United States dollars shall alone they use or buy food items them from other countries them.
Food imports account for about 25% of our total imports and averages around $350 million United States dollars annually for the past 5 years. On the other hand, agricultural exports account for only 3% of our total exports annually. This has contributed to the widening of the trade deficit, loss of foreign exchange reserves, and depreciation of the exchange rate. This situation, we all know, is certainly not sustainable, and we have to reverse this trend by increasing domestic agricultural production, both food and export crops. As you may be aware, a major contributing factor to the high inflation in the economy is the increasing cost of basic food items, most of which are imported, mainly because domestic production of these items is either inadequate or, in most cases, lacking.
But the World Bank country manager, Pamina Bra, believes say, Sierra Leone gets all what the country need for make them do better agriculture production.
Sierra Leone has an arable land area of 5.36 million hectares, which is 74% of the overall land area of Sierra Leone. And the amount of land which is actually cultivated in Sierra Leone is less than 0.4 million hectares. Only 8.1% of the land of Sierra Leone is currently under agriculture right now. And if you look overall at the whole of Africa, in the whole of Africa, only 35% of the arable land in Africa is currently being cultivated. So even compared to African standards, I think Sierra Leone has a huge potential for growing its agriculture. You have the land, you have the water, you have the rainfall. This country, on average, gets 3,000 millimeters of rainfall every year. It is 4,000 millimeters in the coastal areas, 2,000 millimeters in the highlands. You have all the ingredients for successful agriculture in Sierra Leone exists. And there is absolutely no reason why Sierra Leone should import $350 million of agriculture produce every year.
We talk about experience where government continue to forget from project manager them. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Momodu Kabu, say one big challenge where government still get now where some people wouldn't manage the projects them. We don't know that they get couple, not the manager fine.
We have had the painful task of refunding those monies to the donor partners. Now look at what I'm saying. The donor partners, out of goodwill, bring monies to us to develop us. Those who are entrusted with those monies do what they want to do with the money. And of course, the documentation is there. You have to account in the documentation. And at the end of the day, I face the embarrassment. I have to deal with the donor partners. I have to look down. I cannot look him in the face because my countryman has done something wrong. We have to stop that. Sometimes it's carelessness, simple carelessness, failure to take account of documents. Sometimes it's failure to follow procurement rules and regulations because we want to favor our families, our friends. Sometimes it's financial management, mismanagement, and sometimes it is brazen corruption. We have to stop it. We owe this country something, all of us. I want to warn this project coordinator, and I want to inform him that I have already started rejecting withdrawal applications, and I will continue to do so. And I'll make it my responsibility to see every withdrawal application from now on. I basically face the embarrassment. I see the donor partners on their faces. I talk to them. It is embarrassing to be handed a folder, a blue folder. When you open it, project after project is nothing but ineligible expenditures. It's embarrassing. It is sickening. It is not good.
We in the top for pulling out this project. The Vice President, Victor Bokarifo, say government will continue for support the agriculture sector for make farmers and continue for do their production and self-help for reduce poor in the country.
Our farmers need government and private sector support. This is why my government has continued to support our farmers with inputs, expose them to new technologies and farming techniques, promote better seed production and use. We will continue to support them in addressing environmental challenges relating to the use of fertilizers and pesticides, and we will continue to encourage irrigation and conservation of the river catchments to sustain flows to their farmland.
Different speakers from government, donor, and the local council begin their own statement how they will support this project to make it come out fine. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Alex Lawrence Koroma, the report.
Well, that my report with Alex Lawrence Koroma puts together, outside the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, don't say. The country is spending about $350 million for food item them. Na other country for bringing come na salon, where that's about 25% of waiting people them carry it na salon. Well, the minister be talk this with the vice president go pull the small older commercialization and agri business development project na do. Made the show the program we didn't listen to, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, 077-981-981, and the number that we will send you message and be part of the program, and also you get to me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. And now I come over to my studio guest, Komba Lebi, Public Relations Officer, Chilean Advocacy Forum, Sierra Leone. Before Una start this on outreach with different school picking them at 30 school, Una be really must get a purpose of us seeing that this will achieve for this kind of outreach here. Also, Una go tell picking them about right responsibility and all that in them.
Yeah, we be aim for achieve one of the key achievements we won't forget now that one we want for lady picking them able for understand their rights alongside the responsibility and how then we able for work with the right in the ambit of the responsibility. That na be one key, because we get a lot of calls from parents based on one or two engagements who they do, that the picking them more sensitive to their rights than their responsibility. So one would be one for make sure say we see how best the picking them know about their rights. Then at the same time, they able to know the responsibilities to those rights.
So for me, you don't see so far, you think so not only achieve that one side?
Yeah, because one, when you do something, you know, when we can go to them schools, we field workers and we can go back, you know, just a rapid assessment for know the picking. So after we can give them something, not to actually a competition, but like they hold something like a small prize where you go, like they're gonna buy class to class, it can go. Would I can tell me waiting now you write in terms of education, then somebody can grab it, explain. Then if you say I write and they wait if you say I responsibility, then you explain. What you want for know? One for know whether the picking they really they understand me messages and how then they're able for digest and are speaking. So now that we drive on. Then if we finally say in a particular school you're not able to get the desired results, we will try for make sure as hard as possible for bring the message again in a more simplified version and see how best then we're able to understand and better. So we hold essence is for them to understand and also get the responsibilities along so that they were able to work well, where they're not able to get problem with their parents as well as the school authorities, because we know they only engage the picking them across the school, we also engage the school authorities and the teachers them, you know, as to how they were able to help them picking their understand this rights better. And also the responsibilities alongside.
So, something where somebody for understand, also just one time. You think it's so just a one day outreach? When I go talk to them, go be enough for letting people understand about their rights, duties, and responsibility?
I deal pinpoint we school health clubs and more get at the schools and they. And I deal tell you, so get members and within those clubs. And we get a very vibrant one way we believe, say, then you articulate issues. So, what you can do. Always, we can engage them, you know, like training of trainers. When we can train them, then can go out also doing the assemblies and so on, and continue for pass the messages, even if we will not dey. So we'll get that structures within the schools, and we serve the go again for re-emphasize just within them in the sea. And even we're going to the schools, them we not just the go. We begin for talk. We they use their own indigenes, the party them with them sabi, the one they don't they talk with and they discuss with. Now then they start the ball rolling. Then we come and give more premium to them for let them go understand better. So it's not a one state something. Now something where it's an established structure we work with.
So like this engagement with different school picking them. So how long you get for last for?
Well, a day on force, we call one for see how actually, one for see the desired effect of one for see, one for make sure, see, after all this, one for bring the picking them together with, like, we will organize a quiz or a debate just for still ensure, say, they really understand waiting we the take out to the schools. One for say they understand and how we're able to engage them in forums like debates, forums like quiz competitions, you know, through this asking of questions and answers we get from them. I believe, say, we don't try for able to assess, say, that the knowledge base has been increased and probably find other strategies alongside with dramatization. We're also going to go on for the parents at home and other school picking. They will get opportunities because not 30 schools in Freetown, to be precise. Yeah. There are more schools than that.
So one thing we can see, certain organization can come up with another. They can do different study of findings, but they not can continue for go more on that. Like for continue for CC waiting there and don't fair not. They make sure see government look into them properly. And on a young case, I wanna go make sure see after when I done with all in 30 this outreach with the 30 different secondary and primary school. I wanna go make sure see when I come back to the public and also talk some of the things on a fair not within the term don't have to do this outreach within different school picking also about their rights, duties and responsibility.
Yeah, this is not to force them for pick up issues and then also not follow them up. Like the in 2016, we've been doing something on this teenage pregnancy where we've been the target specific communities and see how best we'll be able to bring all the stakeholders and they on board and low hang heads together and see how best we can improve such situations. So when we don't get the recommendations, most times we use the radio as one of the medium for, you know, because we know the advocacy aspect today, we not get that tangible something where they go, you know, all for go sponsor a particular side, but we go kind of radio, we go talk about that particular issue today, we get other forums, so we meet with big other organizations, and we also we make known their recommendations, and they will be done get all together so that themselves will come in and how we will strengthen that particular area, therefore improve the picking them life.
Okay, Kombale, be public relations officer, children advocacy forum, Sierra Leone. Thank you for we being my guest today inside the program, Made the Show. Well, now I go draw the cutting down of the program made the show today. Plenty thank you to my colleague, them. We don't go out and bring them different report. And to my producer, Alex Lawrence Koma, and the rest of the production team. Me, we don't bring a presenter for Made the Show today, Monday, January 23. Me, na sabtu yukalon, the say, continue for listening to Radio Democracy.